It's amazing. You go to town this time of the year, at the people you see there, and all the shopping that's going on. And you also, instead of seeing joyful hearts, a lot of times you see angry people. And I was amazed. I was in town yesterday, and I don't know how many women I seen and one man in shorts, and I'm talking about short shorts on the women, and a heavy coat. I mean, you know, how stupid can you get? In late December, and you get up, and that's what you put on to go out and go to town. So you see that the heart of people this day and time is just like what the Bible said, desperately wicked. And we might have friends and stuff that, you know, even does such things as that, but we need to get back to what God requires of us. And I'm going to read you something. I know this is Old Testament. It's out of Deuteronomy. But I'm going to read you some scripture here. And I want you to listen to this and really pay attention to what God is saying. In the fourth chapter of Deuteronomy, we're going to be reading the ninth verse. Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thy eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. Then if you go into the fifth chapter, reading the seventh verse, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Then if you'll go right on down in this fifth chapter, to the 25th verse, and I'd like y'all to read all of this, and you'd see what God had been doing and talking to the people, and it sort of scared them. But here in this 25th verse said, now therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us if we hear the voice of the Lord our God any more, then we shall die. Now this is where God was talking to them out of the fire. For who is there of all flesh that hath heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the midst of the fire as we have and live? Go thou near and hear all that the Lord our God shall say, and speak thou unto us all that the Lord our God shall speak unto thee, and we will hear it and do it. And the Lord heard the voice of your words when ye spake unto me, and the Lord said unto me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people, which they have spoken unto thee. They have well said all that they have spoken. Oh, that there was such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Now here, God seen what they said, and the people were frightened because of the cloud and the fire and hearing the voice of God. And you know, instead of saying, boy, we're blessed that we've heard the voice of God that created all this, they decided that it's going to kill us if we hear it again. And here they spoke the words that they wanted to be obedient unto God, but then God's answer, oh, that there were such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. And you look at this nation of ours as it started out just a small little group of people scattered up the East Coast and have become a great nation. But there at the start of it, the men, they was reading the Bible. They knew something about God. And they made our laws in our land according to what the Bible had said on different situations. And they was recognizing that there was a higher power. But today we forgot all of that. And we come to that last verse. I imagine God has looked down at America and said the same thing. Oh, if there was such a heart in them that they would fear me. Today America forgot to fear God. And we just say what we decide is okay. We don't listen to the Word of God. When he says that things are abomination unto me, when he says I hate them, that seems to be the thing man wants to turn and go to. We won't say we're worshiping another God, but we are, and it's the God of self, and it's time today for America to wake up and realize we're coming fast to the closing of the Gentile time. Each and every one, we can look in the Word of God and see it as being fulfilled all over the world. But yet, people today, we want to go the way we want to go and decide what is right. And you and I today, we need to live an example to those that we come in contact with, that they might see that the standards of God have not changed. And God is still the one that's in control. He's the one we're going to have to answer to. And because that America and our forefathers has let things slip and not held to the standard, that last part of that verse that I read to you there, he said that it will might be well with them and with their children forever. You and I, if we don't do the things that God requires of us, not only are we going to suffer, but our children are going to suffer. And I was listening, and it just broke my heart. A man on the phone in Walmart talking about a gentleman, and I don't know the man, but he was talking about another gentleman that had three sons. And a few years ago, one of his sons died from an overdose of drugs. And just here in the last week, another son was drunk and killed in a car wreck where there were three of them in the car, and it killed all three of them. He said he's only got one son left, and I thought, I wonder if this is going to wake the father up, that he might see the things that he's doing is wrong. It's leading them a wrong way. You and I, we need to come back to the Word of God. Stand firm upon it. The Bible said if we bring up a child in the way of God, when he's old, he won't depart from it. Oh, I've known those that show, they so hard on it. They want to turn their back upon everything that they were told, everything that was instilled in them. Why? Because they have a rebellious nature. But you find the Bible tells us rebellion is the same as witchcraft. You and I today, we need to come back and take our stand on God's word and not be willing to compromise. No matter what our children might say or do, because our only hope for them is for us to be sincere and down to business with God and hold on to the commandments of God. Live according to what God's word requires of us, because if we don't, what's going to reach them? If it don't, the prayers of mom and dad, if it don't finally reach that child, what's going to? You and I today, we look around and we don't see anything in the world speaking about turning back to God. But man is praising the decisions we're making and the way that we're going and looking for things to get better. You know, it's the same way as listening to Washington. And they're talking about, you know, we need to bring spending under control. and yet they keep voting for budgets that's adding more and more to the deficit all the time. Well, a man is the same way about his life. We want to bring things under control, but the decisions we make, you'll keep adding on more and more to the wrong things in life instead of just figuring out we can't keep going this way. Do you realize, you ain't going to get this out of no politician, but do you realize America is really broke right now? We're broke. When you owe more than you've got coming in and it's growing every year, you're broke, whether you're willing to admit it or not. And I told a politician, I said, if I run my private finances the way you all run the government, you'd lock me up for fraud because I'd be borrowing money I know I can't pay back. And I said, you're doing that all the time. Well, the government is different. I said, no, set your budget on what you got coming in. Set the budget. You're not spending more than coming in. Well, the government don't run that way. That's why we're in the hole. We've got to go back. You and I, God's word laid it plain now what God's going to accept. And we either live that way, cut away the things of this world that destroy us, and come down humbly before God, facing God and saying, Lord, I've sinned. Be honest with God. Quit trying to cover up our mistake and our shortcoming, but just tell God like it is. Why, He already knows. Just like these here, they would say it there, but God seen the heart. And He said, oh, that was only really in their heart. You and I today, God sees what's in our heart. Do we really tell Him the things are true? Or are we trying to deceive God the way we've deceived our own self? You and I, it makes no difference how smooth and good a liar you are. When you're dealing with a truthful person, the truth is going to win out. Well, do you realize God says in His Word, He's the truth, everybody else is liars. What God says, that's true. And no matter who it is saying anything contrary to that, they're just lying to you. And each and every one of us, please, I beg you, listen to that last verse there again. Oh, that there were such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. You and I, you know, forever is a long time. That's past your life, my life. That's going into the eternity. But yet, God said if we keep His commandments and obey them always, He's promised us something that goes beyond this life. And each and every one of us, you know, life is so short. I'm 78, and back when I was in my 20s, I thought 78 was totally ancient. But I'm shocked and amazed now that I am 78 at what a short time it took me to get here. And 78 don't seem as old as it used to. Till I look in the mirror and I realize I'm that old man that I used to think was ancient. You and I, we don't know how much time we've got. I guarantee you, most of my life is gone. The biggest majority of it. I'm living right now on borrowed time. How many people gets to live to be in their late 70s and 80s? Fewer than the ones that started out. I've already lived longer than most people gets to live. So every day God gives me, it's just a blessing, and I hope and pray that I use it in a way that He'd be pleased. Each and every one of us, please come back to this and listen to the Word of God. and know that it isn't only affecting you, but it's affecting your children. Hold to that standard. Though they may rebel against it and everything, it's still the best way to go. Because do you realize, I have never met a person in my lifetime that compromised on the things of God that had the Spirit on the inside. And God said, without His Spirit, you had no part with Him. So you and I, if we're not obedient unto the words of God, then we're going to find when it comes down time for us to die that we missed out on the best part. A lot of people, I've heard them say, if you don't live for the Lord, you've missed it all. No, you haven't missed it all. You just missed the good part. The bad's waiting on you. And while we get some song to sing, please, I beg you, just stop and think. Are you doing the best you can before those that you're working with or coming in contact with? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. You and I, you know, no matter where we're at, God should be first in our life. Everybody that we come in contact with should know that by the decisions we make, the life we live, and the words we say, and the songs we sing. You know, unlike our local Christian stations here at this time of the year playing a bunch of garbage, and they're supposed to be just all Christian music and everything, and when they're playing the stuff for Santa Claus and all of this, they're just helping to perpetuate, or have you say that word, a lie. Any kid that's listened to that, that's young, that mom and dad have been lying to, that radio station's helping to feed that lie. And, you know, if you tell a lie and I know it's a lie and I go ahead and I repeat it to somebody else to get them to believe it, I become just as guilty of that lie as you. And, you know, people don't take it serious enough. Look what, I mean, granted, Christmas, Christ come as a baby, but He was still the Son of God. And when He come there, He knew what was going to be paid at Calvary 33 years and 6 months later. It's not something for us to take lightly. And we need to get down to business with God and realize, you know, I don't care, you might make somebody mad mentioning around young kids the truth about Christmas and about Easter and all of this. But, you know, it's time for people to realize God is serious about the plan of salvation, and He don't expect me and you to be Christians and looking at it lightly. You know, you might have young kids or grandkids. Tell them the truth. Don't even give them a Christmas card that has Santa Claus on it. Don't give them a stuffed animal that has Santa Claus looking like that. It's time for us to realize. I listened to the story, and you know, I was listening to that song, Silent Night, and just thinking, wonder what was going on in that stable that night Christ was born. The Bible don't mention, but I wonder if there was animals in there that could see and how they was marveling at what was going on, because no doubt they'd never seen nothing like that before. The angels coming, the shepherds coming, all of that going on showed that there was more than something just special about that child. Each and every one of us, we better reverence it and see how special it was even in this day and time. If we get to thinking about it, we can get a blessing out of just listening to the story. Read it in your Bible and listen to it. Let it speak to you. The marvel of it. Oh, wouldn't it have been something to have been part of them shepherds there on the hill, hearing those angels sing and then going and seeing Christ. That would be something that would go with them for the, all of their life. Well, you and I, when we come and we have that new birth, it should be something that goes with us through our whole life, where other people can see that light that Christ shines in us. We should reflect it out. Go ahead. Please, in this season, make sure those you come in contact with, that they know that you truly know the true meaning of Christmas. And don't be ashamed to mention it unto them and witness to them, that they might know and not think it's just something for us to occasion to give presents. You know, that's one of the biggest shame about Christmas. They made it so commercialized that people overlook and they forget the real meaning of Christmas. You know, any gift you give, it's not how much it is, how much it's worth, anything. It's just supposed to represent the gift that God gave to the world. So what on earth could me and you give that could compare to that gift? Nothing. Not a thing. So, you know, we need to have the love of God show in our life this time of the year, I guess, as much or more than any time. Because, you know, oh, it's such a blessed event. But to think of God knowing what that was the start of and what was going to be the finish of it. You know, I was thinking the other day, and I'll try and hush, I was thinking the other day about Abraham. And God asked him to offer Isaac. You realize how much that showed God loved Abraham? Because he wanted Abraham to feel a little bit of what God was going to feel when his son was being offered. Although Abraham did not comprehend what was out there in the future, but he said the words, God will provide himself a sacrifice. You and I today, make sure that that sacrifice wasn't in vain as far as you is concerned. Anyone got a word, anything on your heart, real quick for